Scientists develop woolly mammoth meatball, but refrain from consuming it due to fear. Discover the fascinating world of Jurassic pork and satisfy your curiosity. Have you ever considered what it would be like to taste prehistoric animals? It may soon become a reality, as an Australian food company has created a unique dish using primeval meatballs made with the flesh of a resurrected woolly mammoth. Vow, an Australian company, has developed an innovative way to produce sustainable meat by cultivating cells from biopsies of unconventional animals. This led to the creation of the prehistoric Frankenfood. According to a report by The Guardian, the innovative food company has explored the potential of 50 unusual species, including alpaca and peacock, to create the ultimate protein using lab-grown techniques. It's comparable to the Indominus Rex from Jurassic World, but for foodies. On Vow Food's website, representatives of the company express their dedication to discovering distinctive cells or cell combinations from all corners of the world in order to stimulate the creation of innovative products and enhance the overall culinary experience. ESI Random Aegis Post TTL equals 0. Vow, in their most recent undertaking of combining meats, has made a distinct decision to resurrect the woolly mammoth, an animal that has been extinct for over 10,000 years. This move is quite a unique one, as the woolly mammoth has long since passed its sell-by date. Tim Noakesmith, co-founder of Vow, explained the reason behind their choice of the woolly mammoth as a food source. Not only is it a representation of the decline in diversity, but it also symbolizes climate change. To bring this ancient animal back to life in a culinary sense, Noakesmith partnered with Professor Ernst Wolvetang from the Australian Institute for Bioengineering and Nanotechnology at the University of Queensland. Scientists have managed to bring back the flavor of long-extinct mammoth meat by utilizing the DNA sequence for mammoth myoglobin, a protein responsible for taste. To complete the missing gene links, they incorporated the DNA of an elephant, which is the closest living relative of the Ice Age animal. The study's findings can be found here. When this particular formula was introduced to sheep stem cells, it prompted them to duplicate and generate the 20 billion cells necessary for producing lab-grown meat.